Blog Talk Radio.
Down. There's no more basketball. That celebration's come and gone. There's a small, teeny-weeny bit of golf to be played, but there's plenty of soccer. If you like soccer, it seems like it's on round the clock. It seems like it's on every channel. World Cup soccer, we got one more week of it. So for those of you that like soccer, I guess you're enjoying yourself. Me personally, not a big soccer guy. I try and watch it. I'm really trying. They built a new stadium here, Audi Stadium, for the D.C. United. And, I may try and get out for a match out there. But watching this on TV all day, just can't get with it at all. But we still got a couple things to talk about, and that's why we're going to have, in the second half of the show, Super Referee Craig Muckle to come in and break down this NBA draft. A lot of things going on. I actually watch the draft. I'm more of an NFL guy. I like the NFL draft. But I don't know. There was some story that I just wanted to kind of follow. One was our beloved Wizards. And, they had the 15th pick. I thought they should have traded the pick, maybe get some veteran leadership in there. They decided not to do that. So I'll give my opinion when Super Referee Craig Muckle comes on. Of course, we always have our pay attention topics and our predictions. And then I'm going to take a few minutes, and I want you to think about this as you're listening. What I'm looking at this World Cup trophy, and I see the Stanley Cup trophy, Lord Stanley's Cup, go all over the country from D.C. to Las Vegas and back to D.C. And I heard now it may go to Russia with Alexander Ovechkin. I don't know if that's true or not. But what is the most coveted award in sports? Like, which trophy, if you could have one on your mantle? I did a story last week about the Philadelphia Eagles secretary who actually got a Super Bowl ring. If you could get one of these awards, one of these trophies, and think about it for a minute, which one would it be? Would it be the World Series trophy? Would it be the NBA trophy? Would it be a gold medal? Would it be, I watched Serena Williams win so many tennis championships. Is it one of those trophies? So I'm going to tell you what my top three are, and I'm going to look for callers. So callers, if you're out there, I'm going to look for you to come on the show and tell me if you could have, or what do you think is the most coveted trophy award in sports? Which one just you want that hanging on your mantle? You think that one means the most? I know I put this out on Facebook, and I had some interesting feedback. One of them was from one of my former players with the DC Divas, Jessica Banks. She played offensive line for me. Great player, great athlete. And she's got a son who's playing football right now. And she said, what makes me most proud is when you get the award of captain, and I never thought about that, hockey really recognizes the captain. You know, the National Hockey League, Ovechkin wears a C. Every team, the captain of the team wears a C, and the assistant captain wears an A for assistant. And it's an honor to be called captain. I know wherever I've coached, the captains were an extension of the coaching staff, in my opinion. And one of the things that I really needed from them was confidentiality, trust, loyalty. I needed all of those soft skills that sometimes players can't give or won't give. And so it was just really interesting to me. So we kind of got the dialogue going a little bit. Han Armstrong, another person, reached out to me on Facebook, and he said, well, is it a team sport or individual sport? So when you give your answer, it can be either, right? It could be a team sport like, you know, the Lombardi Trophy, which is what they win, but they get at the Super Bowl. Or it could be an individual sport like a gold medal. What do they win in badminton? What does that trophy look like? I don't know. Water polo. I don't know. So if you got something way out there, I think everyone will be surprised at what my number one is. I've already put it on Facebook. If you want to go take a look, you'll see it. I think people will be surprised what it is and why it is. But before we do that, we always have to go through with our pay attention topic, and I want to go through those quickly because I see we already got people on the line chomping at the bit to talk about this most coveted sports award. So let me get through the pay attention topic quickly, shall I? So the first one, Jameis Winston, who this show host said once that he would be the winningest black starting quarterback in NFL history. I'm not coming off of that. I'm not. But I can tell you, Jameis had some character issues coming out of college. We know the story about stealing the crab legs and that sort of thing. But now he's got this where he assaulted a woman Uber driver. One friend is saying he did it. The other friend is saying he didn't do it. So we don't know. But at the end of the day, don't put yourself in that spot. Don't put yourself in a spot where you could be guilty just by association, just by, you know, public opinion. So, Jameis, I'm trying to hang in there with you, but I got to tell you this. If you don't win 10 games, either this year or next year, they're going to let you go. They're going to give up on the experiment. So, I wasn't a fan of yours in college, but I'm calling out to you now. I'm a big fan. I think you got all the tools necessary to be the greatest starting black quarterback in NFL history. But at the rate you're going with this character stuff, it may not happen. Jameis, get it together. Here's another one, a little more heartwarming story, but about a guy that kind of did wrong and is really now coming full circle. Chris Webber. I was fortunate enough to meet Chris Webber at my job once. I was working at a local bank, and he came in, and I knew immediately who it was because at that time he was my favorite athlete. And he actually sat and talked with me, and I had to ID him, and I found out that his name isn't really – his name is Chris, but that's his middle name. His first name's Mayfield. And I was like, hey, that secret's just between you and I, right? He goes, nah, man, everybody know that. So I thought I'd learned something. But Chris Webber was invited back to the University of Michigan. Now, for those of you that don't know, Chris Webber called a timeout in the national championship game. He made an error. He made a huge error that cost him a national championship. He then left to go on to be drafted by the NBA. He played for the Wizards. He's a five-time All-Star. But he was banned from the University of Michigan campus at Ann Arbor for 10 years. And the ban was lifted a couple years ago, but he still didn't show up. He didn't come to make, he didn't make any public appearances. Well, Jim Harbaugh, always trying to engage the millennial, said, you know what, this guy's always on TV doing basketball games. Let's bring him back to campus. So this fall, C-Webb is going to go back to Michigan. I think that's a great story. And, you know, I'm not crazy about what he does on television. I think he does an okay job. He's all right. But I can tell you, his passion for winning, when he was a Wizard, he wanted to win really, really bad. And I could appreciate him for that. So kudos to C-Webb going back to Michigan. Third thing, you guys know I love statistics. Drew Brees is going to break two of Peyton Manning's records this upcoming season. He needs 1,500 yards to pass Peyton Manning for all-time yards passed. He can do that. He's going to do that this year. He'll do it probably week 8, week 7. He needs 51 touchdown passes to pass Peyton Manning. I don't think he'll get that until 2019 if he plays. But what I liked was Peyton Manning was cornered at his quarterback academy down in Louisiana, and he was asked about these records being shattered. And you know what he said? He said, you know what? Records are made to be broken, but there's not a better character guy. There's not a guy that deserves to hold the record more than Drew Brees. He kept himself in shape. He's a great family man, faithful man. Does it get any better than that? No. So kudos to Peyton Manning and to Drew Brees, and I look forward to seeing both of those records broken. All right, so here's my pay attention topic, and it's going to lead right into what we talked about earlier, which was the most coveted sports award. All right, so I'm going to take calls on this thing right now because it is an interesting topic. This Stanley Cup is floating all around, and there are a lot of reasons why people would think that the Stanley Cup is the most coveted. Think about it for a minute. There's only one. There's only one Stanley Cup that exists. They don't replicate it. This thing's over 100 years old. This thing's got more stories than I don't know what. But, you know, I think that there's some other awards out there. So let's see who we got. And now I see Fit with Joy out here, and I know she's out probably at a Valor game, Mystic game, somewhere, or maybe just working out. Who knows? Or maybe just working. Who knows? But Fit with Joy. Joy Henry, are you there?
Hey there. Fit with Joy here.
Hey, I know you're on the line, and I know you've been following this question that I've been putting out there. What say you? What do you think is the most coveted sports award out there?
Well, I do agree with you in that there are many of them. We just came off of a Stanley Cup here in D.C., and the fact that now we're in the World Cup, so there are a lot of different fans and bases that will say here or there or wherever their particular sport has the most coveted. I, being a track athlete myself, would go with the Olympic gold medal. I saw that on your Facebook post that you asked the same question yesterday, and not the gentleman's name, but he did say the Olympic gold medal. For one, you represent your country. You're the number one in your sport, not just in your country, of course, because you got to go through rounds to get to that world stage, but then you have to compete against all these other countries that had to do the same thing in their country. So what a great way to honor your country and do that sport at its finest and be recognized on the world stage.
Now, you're right, and that did pop up on my Facebook. Scott Abel, University of Pittsburgh, hail to Pitt, hail to Scott for thinking that way, because he's been around team sports all his life. So let me ask you a question then. What if it wasn't the Olympic gold though? What if it was a silver or a bronze? Would you give that equal coveted, or you're saying nope, it's got to be that gold medal? And then the follow up question is it a gold medal? What's more coveted, a gold medal in an individual sport or in a team sport?
Wow, those are great questions that I didn't even take into account. So let me go with the first one as far as the placing. Again, when you have a team sport, then you have a team effort, so everybody joins in. And of course, you have countries, people want to go behind their team. And then when you're an individual, it's a different kind of aspect because it's just you. And you have a team behind you, but you're out there representing yourself, your family, your country, that thing. So if you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, and you get placement specifically with track. As again, I was a runner, a sprinter, and being able to buy the world for that particular sport, and I'm talking about track, there's no goal. It's the only objective is to get across the line as fast as you can. So you don't get the time to take off. You're all going all out. You're using every muscle in your body. So if you fall short of the gold medal, I still think the silver and the bronze hold weight in a sense. I mean, if you look at it, there are other sports that they say they're the world champion, right? We're the champions of the world. Well, not necessarily. If you look at hockey, there's championships in Canada. I mean, the Stanley Cup. And that's one and only. They get to take it all the way around their different neighborhoods and countries where they grew up. But that gold medal in the Olympics, so which one holds more weight? And I think it's the Olympics. It ultimately is the Olympic gold medal, but I also give the silver and the bronze somewhat of that weight that can be held. As far as the team sport, again, I'll emphasize that it's a different dynamic, especially if you're a relay and you have to compete and go against the other countries, of course, and work on exchange, the sprint, 4x1. So 4x4 is a little bit more of a lax where you get the opportunity to kind of not jog out, but you don't have to really precisely measure steps, get the exchange timing correct, have your hand out properly stretched so that person has a target to put the baton in. So it's more of a orchestrated, a collective.
Well, we got one there for Olympic gold medal, and I don't think you could argue with that one at all. Fibber Joy, Joy Henry, we appreciate you chiming in. I hope you can join us back on the show next week. Can you do that?
Oh, I sure will. I'll be listening. So, you know, give me a heads up if you need any more input, because I like what's going on, and I definitely want to be a part. So thanks for letting me chime in and talk my sport, which to me is not just it's the utmost, and it's great to be recognized, but it gives you the opportunity to really be more mental than physical. And if you can put all your muscles, just get across the finish line without having a ball thrown at you or having to get it through a hoop or through a hole in the ground, then that says a lot about your character. And so I always say that people call it the punishment of other people's sport. It's character building. And so if you're a track athlete, then you're a certain kind of person. And so definitely Fit with Joy.
Well,
my tidbit.
I got Coach that's hanging on the line with a different perspective. And maybe a different award, but maybe not. Maybe you swayed him. Let me get him in here. Fit with Joy, Joy Henry. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And so we've got, I see Coach Ed Shields out there, Susan High School. You're one of my absolute favorite guys, just an all-around good guy. I'm going to predict before I put him on this air, he's going to say a Maryland 4A state championship trophy, which I know is made out of wood. Let's see if he I've never seen one or held one in my hand before. Coach Shields, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am, man. And okay, so now that you've stolen all the thunder from me, I will say I agree with the gold medal for an individual award. I think that is, that's something that you have to, really work hard for, and I think that's outstanding. However, there is no team award in sports that is more important than a 4-H championship, a Super Bowl championship, because football, different than, let's say, soccer, is a choreographed sport where you have to make impromptu decisions. And the other sports, to me, are a little more impromptu. You don't know the ball's going to be over here all the time. You don't know what's going to happen on a particular during a particular time for soccer or whatever, but football is the ultimate team sport. The most players, trying to get them all on the same page. So whether it's a 4A championship and for other people out in other areas, whether you're 5A, 3A, 2A, Super Bowl, college championship, to me that is the ultimate sports award.
So, but let me ask you this question now, going back to the Olympic piece, depending on who you are, there's really no money on that gold medal. So let me give an example. If you're winning the 100-meter dash, you probably can get some sort of cue contract that comes with money. But if you're the badminton champion, That gold medal, there's not a whole lot. I mean, you'll put it on your mantle, and that's kind of it. Couldn't you say the same thing about, I mean, wouldn't someone argue, I mean, a high school football championship, like, I mean, who cares? One or two kids are going to go D1. You know, the coach is the local teacher. Like, who cares, really? It's a Super Bowl that people really, really care about. Now, I'm not saying that's how I think. I'm just trying to play a little devil's advocate for you that, and somewhat rebut what you just said. So what say you?
Well, I say that, you know, and I'm saying any team sport, I think the highest team sports, and it's just at different levels. A Super Bowl is for men. A college award, a championship is for, you know, young men, you know, and high school for
mm-hmm.
boys. So they're at different levels. But I still argue that it is the greatest because you're getting so many people to work together on so many things, offense, defense, special teams, and just a brotherhood that it is the ultimate. I know I'm biased, but that's the way I see it. That's the way it ought to be.
No, I got it, Coach. I got it, and I can tell you, you remind me of Crossland High School won a basketball state championship in 1986. And that was the year I was a senior. I graduated that year. And it was sad for me to go back to the school as a head coach 6 years later and see that the trophy had been broken. And no one bothered to glue it back or get a new one. And it was broken because of a fight in the hallway. You see what I'm saying? And so this is why this question I'm so passionate about, because that should have been so coveted. That it was in a case where it could never get destroyed, injured, impaired. You know what I mean? And so that's why I'm real passionate about this. I appreciate you weighing in on it. You always listen. We appreciate you. You've been very supportive of the show, and we will talk to you down the road.
Okay. You keep doing a great job, Coach, and I'll talk with you later.
Coach Ed Shields, Suitland High School, and all-around good guy, the best. Let's go back to New York. My man Kingsley, who is on every week, Kingsley is on, and he listens. Nobody listens more than super fan Kingsley. So I got to ask him what the greatest trophy, what the most coveted sports award is. Kingsley, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Kingsley, so weigh in now. I hear you. And I know your Knicks haven't won a trophy in a long time. What is the most coveted sports award out there? Which one?
Championship.
Did we lose Kingsley?
No, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
No? The championship.
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead. Which one?
Which one was that, Robert? Championship.
Which championship?
The NBA.
Oh, the NBA championship. So you think that is the most coveted? Why do you think the NBA championship is the most coveted award in sports?
Because everybody watching.
Oh, okay. So for popularity reasons, right? So
yeah.
So now let me ask you this, because I think that more people watch the Super Bowl than the NBA championship. So our earlier caller said, hey, football is the ultimate team sport, and that there are more guys that have to do the same thing or the common goal. That's about just five guys. So what do you think? You still think the NBA championship, you think that trophy is the most coveted award in sport?
The Super Bowl, but. Super Bowl.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, hopefully your Giants will turn things around and they'll win a Super Bowl championship. What do you think?
Yeah, they will. But we won two in like the last 10 years.
Yeah, there you go. Typical New York fan. We won two in the last 2 years. Bring it up to pass. Jason, keep listening, man. We love you listening.
Yeah.
Talk soon. All right. So Kingsley thought that the NBA, that is the Lawrence F. O'Brien Trophy, for those of you that don't know. So and that is pretty popular trophy. Before I bring Super Referee Craig Muffel in, and I'm going to ask him specifically what is the most coveted sports award out there. But I did put my top three on Facebook, and I just want to share with you what they are and why. So tied for number three is an NFL Hall of Fame gold jacket. Because I'm going to agree with Coach Shields, if you're playing the ultimate team sport, but you play it at such a high level that you're immortal, you're bronze, and it is a secret society of guys. It's only a handful of guys that can walk around. Once they get that yellow jacket put on, they can go anywhere and be recognized as, quite honestly, immortal. So, but tied with that is another jacket. And, yes, I'm not saying trophy. I'm saying jacket. And the green jacket that you win for being the champion at the Masters, the tradition and the prestige that goes with wearing that. When Tiger Woods won that jacket, it was unbelievable. You are recognized as the greatest golfer in the world when you get that jacket for that moment. And so to me, if I had a jacket, a green jacket, and I walked into a restaurant, I'm going to be served immediately. And so to me, that one is a very high honor. It takes a lot to win a Masters. It takes a lot just to get invited. Number two for me was the BCS National Championship Trophy. So the BCS is the Bowl Championship Series. And just a couple years ago, the way college football would crown their champion is they would use a computer. And you play the games out on the field, the computer puts in the results of the game, and there's it pops out a winner. There was a Waterford Crystal football that sat on top of a wooden base. And when you won that championship, you could take the Crystal football off the base and hold it up in the air. I've got a picture of the University of Pittsburgh Waterford Crystal from the 1976 National Championship. Not quite the same thing. But for me, knowing what it takes to win a college football national championship, and believe me, I know what it takes to win a high school. It's a lot just to win one game in high school. It's a ton to win two games in the NFL, I get it. But when you win a college football national championship and you think about the amount of recruiting that had to go into that and the amount of work, and this in a limited amount of time, because in the NFL you can work 16, 17 hours a day, but in college you only got the guys for about 20 hours a week. And to play at that level, it's just amazing to me. So that's my number two. Here is my number one, and it will shock everyone. There's a belt out there, and there's a professional wrestler named Ric Flair. He's the Nature Boy. Ric Flair has won the wrestling championship 16 times. Now, I know that people think, you've got to be kidding me, a wrestling belt? But it's not the sport of wrestling, really. It's what that belt has done that's transcended. Ric Flair's belt has been in music videos. I can name at least half a dozen videos that belt's been in. You see it on football fields. You see it at awards ceremony. You can buy it at WWEshop.com. This thing is all over. It's a trophy. It's something you put in a case. It's something, even boxers, they don't wear their belt. They wear the Ric Flair World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship belt. And I can tell you right now, it's $150 if you want to go out and buy a replica. But for me, you could put any sport on the front of that belt. And that is it is beautiful. It's gold. It's got diamonds on it. It's absolutely beautiful. Now I think about the guy that made it famous. This guy is in his mid-60s. He still can wrestle. But I'm thinking about the amount of fans across the world not just in the United States, not just in some small gym in North Carolina, but all over the world, this belt has traveled with his name on. So I know it's a little off the beaten trail, but for me, you could take any sport, slap it on the front of that belt, and it becomes even more popular. So that's, to me, the most coveted award in sports. So I know I'm going to catch all kinds of heat off of that, and that's okay. It's my show, and I can say and do whatever I want. So anyway, let's bring in our guy, because I know he's chomping at the bit to weigh in, not only on that, but to weigh in on the NBA draft and what the Wizards, what they did, and then the overall NBA draft, because it was a good draft. I watched the whole thing. It had its moments, and I know we're going to talk about them. Let's, speaking of wrestling, let's get into music. Super wrestling. Super referee Craig Muckle, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
And, good morning. Let the heat begin.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm the first person to have take a swing at you literally on this, because, man, I'm telling you, you had me impressed when you went down the jacket road. I was thoroughly impressed, and then you completely subverted yourself with that wrestling nonsense. And let me just say, in the interest of full disclosure, I was a wrestling fan hardcore in my early years, in my 20s. So, you know, I get it. But really? I mean, come on, man. Seriously?
No. Remember the argument. Remember the argument. If you put any other sports label on the front of that belt, that I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, you don't see other trophies in music videos. You don't see other trophies. Like I said, in boxing, guys don't wear their own belt. They wear the Ric Flair belt when they enter the ring. So I'm telling you, man, it's got something to it. But give me yours. What do you think is the most coveted sports award out there?
All right, so you know, I love the Hall of Fame jacket. I love the green jacket, the Masters. I give you props on those, because those are really well thought out. I'm going to go. I have two in team, and so
Hold on. Before you unveil. Now, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, we had Olympic gold medal, and we also had football, whether it was Super Bowl, college national championship, or a high school state championship. We had those already. So I just wanted to put that out there to try and skew your thinking a little bit. But go ahead, unveil.
Yeah, and before I unveil, let me also say, I'm going to also come back at you on that BCS garbage, because seriously, I'll tell you why briefly, because I think, while the computer is out of it, you still have humans who have bias. And I think we've seen in very recent years, and obviously this is still a recent thing, that maybe a team that has an argument to be even in the mix for the national championship doesn't even get a shot. So that's another discussion for another day. So to answer your question, if I'm looking at team opportunities, I'm going to say Stanley Cup championship trophy, you know, the Stanley Cup. But I'm also going to say something that's going on right now. I was actually watching a game right before I called in. World Cup. World Cup trophy. Because let's face it.
Stanley Cup, I get that one. I mean, that's, you know, the history, it's only one cup. They put the names on it, blah, blah, blah. But, Craig, it's the fourth out of the big four sports. It's number four.
But we talked about this before. look at what is entailed to actually win that bad boy, because it's the only sport when you go to overtime, it is sudden death. God bless hockey for not saying, well, you know, we're going to end the game in a daggone shootout because it's going too long. I mean, you can play multiple games in a series, you know, that really are, you're playing two, three games as one game because it's so long and sudden death. And then to come back 2 days later and have to do it again if the series is not done, or even to win a seventh game, a deciding game in that fashion, that is the, I mean, that's the ultimate emotional roller coaster. And so
there's a broader, no. There's a broader argument here. And the broader argument is that out of four team sports, it's fourth. And, oh, by the way, it's the least diverse. It's the least diverse. Matter of fact, they've got more people who don't live in our country.
That was not the question.
Well, no, but that's part of the covet. But that's part of being coveted, though. That's part of being coveted. The caller earlier
okay.
said, look, you know what?
You tell me Alex Ovechkin. You tell that to Alex Ovechkin.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. He's real happy. He's happy to have one. But so would anybody else be. Now, what's your other one? Your World Cup?
I said World Cup. I said the World
this
Cup.
This thing happens every 4 years, right?
And
which is what makes it.
And who's not even there? Who's not even there? The Americans aren't even there, and we're like dying because we couldn't even. We weren't even good enough to make the qualifier. You know, seriously.
Right.
I mean, coaches are.
What do you get? What do you get when you walk into a restaurant and say, "Hey, I just won the World Cup"? No one even knows. No one even knows unless you're Messi
In America, they may not know, but you go anywhere else, they're gonna know.
Oh, what?
I mean,
Colombia?
I know we think the sports world revolves around us, but but to be fair, I mean, look, World Cup soccer is like the Olympics. I mean, I think, and you know, it's not popular here. Nearly as popular as the Olympics, I'll grant you that. But let's face it, I mean, the world stops in virtually every other country when the World Cup is being played, and you know that.
Well, I agree with you, but for me, it weakens the award when it only happens every 4 years.
Does the Olympics.
It happens every night, or at least annually. At a minimum, annually. Annually, you're getting an award.
That wasn't the question.
Well, I'm just saying, when you talk about the word coveted, I mean, you got to think about all that goes into it. Now, I'll give you this. If you play for, like, a Colombia, it's pretty coveted because if you don't win it, I don't know what's going to happen to you when you get back home. So I get it.
So that's the point. That's the point. You know,
right.
People have lost
right.
their lives,
so
unfortunately, over that. And I don't mean to make light of it because that's not really –
but
a lot of these countries, it is virtually life and death proposition.
Sure. All right, give me one individual, and then we'll flip to basketball. Give me one
individual. So, and I'm going to go off the reservation on this because I think this is something that's lost. But putting some of the other things aside, like, you know, again, an individual Olympic medal – or maybe even, like you said, a green jacket, the Hall of Fame jacket, which I do think is brilliant. I have to give you that. But I'm going to go off the reservation a little bit and try to focus on something that's become lost in sports. And that is really, if you're acknowledged as the greatest sportsman in your sport, okay? Because, you know, we lose sight of the fact that at the end of the day, these guys are playing games. And we've seen, you know, adults go wild. And so I'm just going to say, if you're named as the greatest sportsman of your sport in terms of, you know, whether it's football or basketball, because some of these leagues, it's the Lady Byng Trophy, okay? And that means you're the best, that you have the best sportsmanship. You've been named by your peers the best, the most, you know, gracious sportsman of the year.
Well, I can
How
tell
about
you, Chris,
that?
This is awesome. And we're probably dating ourselves, but if you remember, Sports Illustrated used to give a Sportsman and Sportswoman of the Year award. I think that's kind of gotten swallowed up into the ESPYs a little bit now, and it's a little bit more watered down. But really, it was about the guy that played by the rules. He was out in the community. Yada. And I think, for me, the first thing that comes to mind is the Walter Payton Man of the Year award.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, first of all,
right.
That trophy is, you know, an iconic picture of Peyton, you know, in the cold with the wind blowing, and he's got a cape on at the old Soldier Field in Chicago. But what a great man Walter Payton was, and an ambassador for the league. Kudos to you. That's a really good one, Craig. I got to give it to you. And I'll be waiting for my Sportsman of the Year to be played by the rules. I never bent the rules. So leave it to a referee to come up with something like that. Good stuff. Hey, man, let's shift gears for a minute.
Yeah.
Let's talk this NBA draft here. I watched the whole thing. I kind of forgot it was on, and then I remembered. But there were some highlights, but there was one low light in particular. I know you're going to talk about it. But give me an overall assessment before we get into the Wizards specifically of this NBA draft.
Well, you know, I think by and large, you know, looking at generally a lot of the first round, the players that people anticipated to go were going to go. Now, obviously, Michael Porter fell quite a long way down to 15, I think it was, with the Denver Nuggets. And at that point, you know, they got a lot of value out of that. And in fact, my team, the Knicks, you know, did not take him. They took Kevin Knox out of, you know, Kentucky, which, look, I don't think
Knicks,
if you're a
the
Knicks,
Knicks
fan.
Fans booed the guy.
Well, I mean,
the
seriously?
These
I mean,
people are rude. And we got more New York listeners right now than D.C. listeners. Now, I hope you can hear me. Why do you boo the guy? I mean, he's all SEC.
I know.
You know,
yeah.
he looks like he's got himself squared away. He's healthy. You can't say that about Michael, whatever, Porter.
Porter.
Whatever his name. So I'm
yeah,
going to
exactly.
They boo the guy, and the guy hasn't done anything yet. Goodness gracious.
Right. And look, it's not Frederick Weiss. You know, and I'll be perfectly frank with you. When the Knicks drafted Kristaps Porzingis, I was like, and who is that? You know? So I think, so seriously, I mean, the fact remains is that you can not like the guy, and, you know, if Michael Porter falls our way, but I'll say, let's come back in 2 or 3 years and see. And look, I'm not suggesting, I don't want anyone to be hurt. I mean, but, you know, I will say this, I've never had back problems, but clearly when you have back issues, those are the most debilitating injuries in sports, because it's your back that's the foundation of your body. And so, you know, the fact that this kid really has back problems now is not a good sign. So, I mean, that's something to be very, very wary about. And so as a lifelong Knicks fan, you know, I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, let's go for somebody who, at least going into it, you know, seems to be healthy, and we can move forward from that. And the other piece of it is too, aside from, you know, really some of these other elite players, a lot of these players in this day and age are generally the same anyway. And, you know, I know we've talked about how the game has sort of devolved in some respects, even last week. And so there's such a such greater emphasis now on everyone being able to shoot the ball that really it's really just a matter of size at the position and maybe your ability to be a ball handler and certainly your ability to defend. But really,
right.
with some rare exceptions, if you're from, 6 feet tall to 6'9" now, you can almost be the same position anyway. So I don't know how you can boo Kevin Knox in deference to Michael Porter. I just don't.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I don't understand Knicks fan, Mets fan, Yankee fan. I just don't get the way they do it there. But But, you know, we do it here a little bit different, too. I mean, guys are running around in swimming pools with Stanley Cup trophies. I don't get it. Tell me about the team and about the Wizards here. I honestly almost turned the TV off when I noticed that they weren't trading the pick. That there was a big guy out there, which was the guy from Texas A&M. And so I'm thinking, okay, he's 7 feet tall. He's athletic. Get rid of Gortat.
Yeah.
Put him in at center. This is a no-brainer. Maybe you're picking him a little high, but who cares? But then they said, well, he's got some character issues. I don't know. So I said, okay, if he's got character issues, then trade the pick, slide back, pay him accordingly, and pick him like 21st or something like that, and it's a little less risky. But they pick a guy who is in Vegas with a Golden Knights shirt on, by the way, at a bowling alley. He's not even thinking he's going to get drafted. I mean, come on, man. I've never heard of this guy. I know you like Pac-12 basketball, but I've never heard of this guy. Come on, man. Horrible pick. This is like getting another Otto Porter or another. Like, they need another small four. Hey, I'm ranting because they make me sick. They fired the Stanley Cup coach. Go. They let him go. Right? The guy won a Stanley Cup. They don't want to give him a raise. He goes to New York. Now they pick this guy who's bowling, of all things, which is not a sport. And
yes, it is.
About that. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, it's funny you said exactly what you said, because I said the exact same thing. I said, okay, and I think you've heard me say on this show before, I love Oregon. So they play great basketball. They've had some great players, really athletic team.
Sure.
But I told my wife after I heard the pick, and I heard his dimensions, and I said, they just drafted another Otto Porter. Why would they do that? I said, they should have been looking for a big man. And then I see, to your point, Robert Williams was picked at is picked at 27 by the Boston Celtics.
Right.
That's the guy from Texas A&M. And so you know, I'm like, really? So that's the guy that they should have had. And so I completely agree with you. I don't know what they plan on doing with Troy Brown, who, like I said, Oregon has a great team, a lot of athletes. But I do, you know, they signed Otto Porter to this contract. I'm like, so are they actually going to get rid of him now? Because they've just gotten another version of Otto Porter, if you ask me. That was exactly the thought I had. So I'm not quite sure what they were doing there, when they definitely could have used some size. And look, they were not going to get DeAndre Ayton and all that stuff. That's, you know, so we can take that off. But I just have said numerous times on this show that the Wizards should really be looking at getting somebody in the middle, on the front line, who has more size, that can be a defensive presence, that can certainly hit the glass and ignite a fast break, which, you know, because clearly you have other athletes who would benefit from that kind of player, but the Wizards really don't have a dominant or at least a significant figure in that position.
Yeah, no, that's true. Hey, Super Referee Craig Michael, we have flown by and are out of time. But I know we took up a bunch of time on the sports award thing, but I appreciate you coming in and letting me vent about that awful Wizard pick and kind of help me to understand Nick's thing. What I am going to do is I'm going to go back to New York and find out from Nick's fan, another Nick's fan.
Okay.
What the heck happened with the booing the fan? So keep listening. Keep listening.
I am.
Don't hang up. Keep listening, because I want you to hear maybe a different perspective. So, Super Referee Craig Michael, we hope to see you again down the road.
Okay.
He told you to call once you finish.
All right. So let us go back now to New York for a couple reasons. One, Nick fan booing this Kevin Knoxville, Michael Knoxville, Amanda Knox, whatever his name is. And then also, I want to go back to the coveted sports award again, because the Olympic gold medal came up a couple times in conversation. So let's go back, if we can, sit with Joy, or if you're out there, let's see if we can go back to her and just kind of find out a little more on this Olympic gold thing for a few minutes. Sit with Joy. Joy Henry, are you there? See, typical New York fan. When it gets tough and it's time to take that free throw to win the game, it disappears. So we'll come back. We'll come back to her. But I did think it was terrible that that they booed that. I mean, come on. I know they were in Brooklyn, you know, and I know the Brooklyn Nets are kind of the home team, but there are a lot of Knicks fans at the draft. But come on, man. Come on, don't boo the guy. Gee, Rizzy. He's a 20-year-old kid. Come on. He hasn't signed his contract yet. Goodness gracious. So anyway, so let me do this. Let me give my two-minute warning. And thanks so much for the comments from last week's two-minute warning, which was specifically around Father's Day. I had a great Father's Day, and I hope each and every one of you enjoyed your time as well. Funny how Father's Day and Mother's Day are so very different and dynamic, you know. Mother's Day is just kind of, I mean, that people go out and get new outfits and this, that, and the other. Father's Day, people are looking for a way to take a nap. It's just kind of funny how it works. But anyway, the two-minute warning for today, we've been talking about coveted sports awards and this and that. And, you know, to me, I think just playing sports, fan of sports, may be the most coveted award there is. You know, sports like music, it really does transcend everything. And it's life. Sports is life. It doesn't matter what team. It doesn't even have to be a team. It could be that individual who got up this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning to train. You know, it could be that injured athlete who's trying to get better. It could be that coach who's contemplating retirement. You just never know. But to me, maybe, just maybe, the most coveted sports award is just playing the game or coaching the game or even being a fan of the game. You ever think about that? When your team is winning, don't you feel a little bit better? It's like a badge of honor when you put that jersey or that hat on, get on the next row, you know. So that may just be the most coveted award in sports. Let's go do some predictions if we can. And I want to talk a little bit about Nashville, who are really struggling. I mean, they are struggling. They got killed last night by the Phillies. They play the Phillies again today, and guess what I think? Yep, I think they lose again. I mean, there's a real problem with the Nashville race. I'm not really sure what it is, but they gotta get it fixed, and they gotta get it fixed fast. I do think they play again tomorrow on ESPN Sunday Baseball. I think they win that one. It'll be a national audience. I think Bryce will want to show up for that one. So I keep the Nats game tomorrow night. But tonight or this afternoon, now, they may get rained out to call for heavy showers here in D.C. May not get that game in. But, yeah, I got the Nats losing today. I got them winning tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Let me shift gears a little bit. Last week I picked, I went all the way out to golf, which shows how big sports is, but not a lot on. And I picked the wrong guy. Somebody knew that though. So I'm gonna stay away from golf. And I think a safe place to go would be back to baseball. And again, you see this, there's not even horse racing. I mean, there's nothing on as far as sports right now. It's a tough time for sports. That's why football cannot come soon enough. But I'll throw out a couple baseball games. I wish I was in San Diego. It's one of my favorite cities. They're playing San Francisco, the Giants. So it's Padres versus the Giants today in a National League West matchup. And, you know, the Padres are playing really well. but so are the Giants. They're, neither one of them will pick to go to a World Series or anything like that. But both of them well.
I'm going to go with the Pods in that one. I got San Diego beat San Francisco, Major League Baseball. I think that one. And then, you know, you may want to dip into soccer just a little bit now. I'm not a soccer fan by no means, but it's the only game in town right now. I mean, it's just it's soccer all day, every day. Seems like it's on every channel. And so, you know, it is what it is. So the Korea Republic. Now, I don't know. In the winter game, the Korea Republic was a pick.
North and South Korea, I don't know if they're doing that or not, but they're playing Mexico. I got Mexico winning that game. I don't know anything about it. I'm just picking one. So, you know, forgive me on my intelligence of soccer, but I'm going to go with Mexico over the Korean Republic. Hey, you know what? It's been a great week, busy week. It moved by rather quickly. Next week, first of all, let me just throw out my email address. If you want to weigh in on what you think the most coveted sports award is, don't hesitate. You can reach me at coach@extrapointsllc.com, or you can reach me on Twitter @extrapointsllc. Always looking for more Twitter followers. Always looking for more Twitter followers. Also looking for sponsors. You know, someone's got to pay the bills here. And, you know, so we're always looking for a sponsorship if you're interested in your show being a sponsor. Of our show, the Extra Points Radio Show. Again, send me an email, coach@extrapointsllc.com. I think you'd be surprised at how low the price is to get your name out there, to get your business out there, promote your business. So make sure you do that. And let's see, what else is going on? Oh, you can always visit the website, www.extrapointsllc.com. We are going to talk some Redskins next week. It's about 30 days from training camp, so it's near. It's coming. I'm trying to hit several training camps. If you want something to do one day, go to an NFL training camp. They're usually open to the public. You might want to check the website because sometimes they do close them. But my plan is to go to the University of Pittsburgh, watch them train, head on over to Baltimore and watch the Ravens, and then down to Richmond to see the Redskins. So I'm going to be full of football, and I'm looking forward to it. And then we just sit back, relax, and watch the games this fall. I'm really looking forward to see what the NFL and the NCAA has to offer. Also, speaking of football, shout-out to the Washington Prodigy. Finished their season undefeated for the second year in a row, 8-0, the defending general manager Jordan. Just you guys are doing great. Kudos to you all. So don't forget to support women's football as well. You can't support the Valor, though. They got killed last night 63-28 in arena football. They're just a bad team, and they ran into the best team last night. But I was surprised at how thin the crowd was. So anyway, hey, we're looking forward to some football talk next week. And come off of this basketball and all this soccer and all. We're talking football next week, so be ready for that. And, you know, hey, we had a great show, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. As always, the extra point is up, and it is good.
Vintage moment.